Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. The Iowa Department of Transportation is asking for your input regarding the proposed project on U.S. Highway 75 in Hinton in Plymouth County. The Iowa DOT will hold a public hearing next Tuesday, June 17th, between 5 and 7 p.m. at the Hinton City Hall Community Center at 205 West Main Street. An open house begins at 5 p.m. with the formal presentation and question and answer session starting at 5:30. The Iowa DOT proposes to reconstruct U.S. 75 through Hinton from South Grover Street to north of Maple Street. Improvements include the reconstruction of U.S. 75 pavement and bridge, the C60 Main Street at grade rail crossing, side street connections, traffic signals, lighting, and sidewalks. The hearing will update residents on the impacts and the intent to acquire property for the proposed improvements. And the Iowa Department of Transportation met this week and announced it was planning to improve some road issues in Northwest Iowa. Projects in this program that address safety and operational needs include repairs on U.S. 75 north of Sioux Center to the South Junction with U.S. 18. Also, work is scheduled to take place on the Gordon Drive Bridge replacement in Sioux City. The highway and bridge projects included with this program are funded with approximately $4.3 billion of state and federal funding forecast to be available over the next 5 years. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig announced yesterday that more than 90 fuel retailers will have expanded access to ethanol products. The approved project sites are in 48 different counties, including Woodbury, Sioux, and Plymouth. The cost-sharing grants were awarded by the Renewable Fuels Board during its quarterly meeting on June 4th. The Iowa Department of Revenue announced on April 3rd that Iowa E15 sales hit an all-time record in 2024, eclipsing the previous record from 2023 by more than 40%. Dozens of landowners who would be impacted by the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline project held a conference call Thursday to talk about the governor's veto of the pipeline bill. Megan Sloma is a part owner of a Century Farm in Sioux County. She says the governor chose the rights of the pipeline company over landowners without any alternatives.
My dad told me growing up to never bring him a problem without also bringing him possible solutions. So I would ask Governor Reynolds, what is your solution to help the landowners?
Wright County landowner Julie Glade says she is righteously angry about the veto. Glade adds that people are paying attention like never before, and that will show when it's election time.
This is going to be a high priority issue, election issue from here on out. We are going to make sure of it. We can do what South Dakota did and elect representatives that will reflect the will of the majority in Iowa, unlike Governor Reynolds and her minions in Senate leadership.
Bremer County Supervisor Corey Serwinski said the veto is extremely disheartening and adds that the governor's reasoning is absolutely flawed from any and every angle.
This veto is an outright attack on our inalienable rights that we the people are protected by both our U.S. and Iowa constitutions.
Serwinski says he supports the effort to override the veto and also wants the governor removed from office.
Let's simply address the glaring issue of the governor's malfeasance by ignoring the Constitution to decimate our private property rights.
However, Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says impeachment is not the way to go.
Look, I understand everybody's emotions on this. The governor choosing to veto a piece of legislation in spite of what we feel about how it may violate the Constitution and those sorts of things probably doesn't rise to the level of impeachment, so I doubt that would get gain much traction.
Holt also says there would likely not be enough votes in the Senate for a special session to override the veto. He notes that the veto will be an issue for legislation that the governor proposes in the next session, and they will continue to bring up legislation in the House to force the issue.
And the Senate's going to have to figure out what they're going to do about it. They tried for over 4 years. They stopped the will of the people through their elected representatives to address this issue. They hid behind process and refused to let legislation come to the floor. And now the chickens have come home to roost in the Senate. They've got a civil war going on in the Senate. They've attacked one another.
The bill the governor vetoed would have put limits on the use of eminent domain for pipelines. The governor says the bill was too broad and would impact other projects outside of carbon capture pipelines. And that's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.